Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us on Political Coffee. 1 hour of talking about the political issues of the day over a cup of coffee as you're maybe on your way to work or you're getting up and getting yourself around. We talk about the political issues of the day that are important in your life, all with the goal that you can use something that you glean out of our conversations to persuade a persuadable person to maybe think differently about how they vote, or maybe even if they don't vote, that maybe they should. All of that is on the table today. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Now, what do I say all of that is on the table? Well, so after we got off the air on Friday, Channel 12, Fox 12, reported that a group of 9 Oregon State Troopers and a group of firefighters down in Klamath Falls are suing Kate Brown over the vaccine mandate of state employees. Now, the lawsuit is filed in Jefferson. I thought at first it was in a federal court. I was wrong about that. This is in Jefferson County. Okay? Now, this is a rural county. So to some extent, you know, maybe they've done some judge shopping here. But it claims that her executive order violates the state and the U.S. constitutions, citing the First Amendment and freedom of religion and expression. So something's going on out there, folks. Over the weekend, down in Klamath Falls, or not Klamath Falls, down in, that's where this lawsuit is emanating from. In fact, there's another story about that today about this vaccine mandate is a step too far. This is a story from the Herald News about nurses down in Klamath Falls that are literally planning to leave soon because they want the choice to decide. Now, what we've also found is that there's another story out there about people who are fully vaccinated in Oregon. The Washington Newsday website reports that since the beginning of this year, fully vaccinated Oregonians have died. 113 of them have died. So vaccination is not the end-all, be-all. So with lawsuits from state workers, cops, and I'm proud of them for doing this, with lawsuits and with, frankly, with nurses planning to leave, let me ask you this question. I'm curious to know from some of you, because I hear from you, right? I mean, you send me emails to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. Here's what I want to ask you. If you want to call in today, are you taking some kind of a prophylactic, if you will, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, or something else? Are you proactively taking that instead going and getting vaccinated? I'm just curious. You know, people who tend to listen to this radio show tend to be people who believe in the concept of liberty. That's what we talk about here. your freedom, your opportunity to make decisions for yourselves. I've heard it over and over again. Corby writes me an email, by the way, and says, I sure wish we could get people to understand that COVID and its variants are just a scare tactic. It's all about the shots, and the shots have nothing to do with COVID. Yeah, the shots have nothing to do with COVID, even though, again, the supposed data from Oregon says that, well, the people in the hospitals right now are mostly unvaccinated. There was a CoinSix story, and I've had trouble finding it, so I don't know if it's been taken down or not, but I was told there's a CoinSix story from, I think, either Friday maybe, that in Salem, in the Salem Hospital, 27% of the people there in the hospital with COVID had been fully vaccinated. It's either fully or partially vaccinated. I'm not sure which it is. That's a pretty high number. Yet we're being told that we have to do it. You state employees, or you those of you as who are in the medical profession, are being told as a condition of employment by your employer, which may be private, hospital systems are private, you got to get the shot. And if you don't, you either get reassigned or you get fired. Now, here's the thing. I don't know that this lawsuit by these nine state troopers and these firefighters from Klamath Falls is going to move into the realm of class action. I suspect there is probably a lot of momentum towards that. Now, here's the thing about this. I don't know that this is ripe for a lawsuit yet or not. What I mean by ripe is this is what lawyers say and lawyers speak. I'm not a lawyer. I don't play one on the radio. But I do know this. They say that it's got to be ripe. So in other words, you got to be injured. You've got to have been hurt to have legitimate standing, right? Now this is just an excuse by judges, I think, generally, to dismiss lawsuits. Donald Trump didn't have standing. Huh? In his lawsuits, what? His name was on the ballot and he didn't have standing to challenge it. U.S. Supreme Court? Cowards that they are. I don't know that if other groups like Freedom Foundation that I'm hearing is readying a class action lawsuit, I don't know if they're waiting for, quote unquote, the October 18th deadline of Kate Brown's in her executive order. But let me tell you this. If you are someone who is being required, whether you work for a private employer or you work for a public employer, maybe you work for the state of Oregon, maybe you don't, maybe you work for Marion County, maybe you work for some other county, and you're being told you have to get the jab. Otherwise, you're either going to be reassigned or you're going to be fired. Set that aside for a moment. I mean, if you're like some of the people that have called here, I'm proud of you for saying no. I'm willing to get fired. I'm willing to go do something else with my life. I'm willing to leave the occupation I love because I'm going to take a stand here. I don't think this is good. I want the choice to make this decision to do this myself. I admire you for that. I don't face that decision. I have my own business. I'm a farmer, friends. You know that. But for those of you who have to face that decision, I'm deeply proud of you. That takes courage. It takes the courage of your convictions. We need a lot more of that in America. We need a lot more of it in Oregon, folks. Truly. But I want to know. I want to set that aside for a moment. Because I'm trying to gauge the level of fear or concern. Are you taking COVID as a prophylactic? Excuse me. That's I guess I need more coffee. Let me restate that. Are you taking some other form of a medicine, if you will, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, ivermectin, as a prophylactic against getting COVID? Or are you okay with getting it, even though it may have more negative effects on you than the quote-unquote regular flu does? Now, I still think, since, you know, for almost 2 years now, it appears the flu has just disappeared in America, which we know is not true. Again, just common sense. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this out. If the flu has disappeared and everybody's getting COVID and only COVID, and now the Delta variant, for which they still do not have a test for, apparently, maybe so much of what is considered to be Delta or COVID is actually just a strain of the flu. But do you think any of this stuff helps you overall in your health? Now, the reason I'm asking this is because these are actually thoughts that I have had. Not out of fear, although I have to tell you that my family member, who's the wife of a farmer out here, I mean, you know, they live in the country. They have some contact. They go to town. They do these things. Not sure how this person, in fact, both my relative and the wife both got COVID. He's recovered. She had to go into the hospital. I told you that story. Had blood clots in her lungs. Now, that, as you know, is an emerging consequence of getting the jab. And I still have not gotten a square answer as to whether they were vaccinated or not. But it got me to thinking, look, if they can be vaccinated and get COVID, assuming that they were, or if they weren't vaccinated and they got COVID and they live in the country and then they're the same occupation I am I in danger? So here's what I've been doing for a long time. I've been taking zinc and I've been taking vitamin D. Those are two elements that help fight off any disease. They help boost your immune system. Now, I haven't started taking anything else, hydroxychloroquine with Z-Pak or ivermectin. I thought about it. But I have to decide for myself, am I going to live in fear of something that may be a very aggressive form of flu? Again, folks, understanding that almost everybody who gets COVID recovers from it. Doesn't mean that it isn't hard on them. It doesn't mean that they don't have impacts about it later on. But I'm curious to know, what are you doing? Are you doing anything? Are you willing to get COVID so you have the antibody in your system? Or are you taking some form of medication to prevent it? Back in a moment at 6:20.
Hating believers have light on their faces as they march through town to the riverside. They baptize believers in this celebration.
Stop the car. We gotta move. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour, 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Are you taking anything to prevent you from getting COVID? Anything other than the shot? Or are you just okay if you get it? I'm just curious to know. I haven't really asked that question. By the way, thanks to Greg L. If you want to send me an email, I do try to read them on the air. Sometimes they come in late at the end of the show, and it's tough to get to them. But Greg, as for sending me a bunch of stuff about COVID in Israel. See, Israel, has a mandate now. And unfortunately, they have a large spike of COVID, apparently. So is the fear about what the shot does to your body, including maybe later on reducing your immune function later? Is that good? Or maybe there are other things that you can do to boost your immune system so that if maybe you do get COVID or any of its variants that, as you know, are sure to come, because they are, or just flu, colds, whatever. Assuming that we ever have flu again, right? Because it's all going to be COVID, COVID, COVID from here on out. Anyway, don't you think it makes sense for you to boost your immune system? I do. And I'm in relatively great health. I don't take any meds for anything. Don't have to. I'm blessed. What are you doing? Just curious. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Freedom Heating and Air is a great company that celebrates liberty. It's in their name, and they live it. They believe it. And they have a commitment to giving you the best quality service that there is. It's one of the reasons they've been in business well over 40 years here in the Mid-Willamette Valley. In fact, they're doing so well, they need help. They need workers. This is an opportunity. If you're thinking about changing occupations, again, maybe because your employer is saying you got to be vaccinated and you're saying, sorry, I'm not going to do it. I want the choice. And your employer is not making accommodations for you under the law, and you don't want to sue them, maybe it's just time to change occupations. You can talk to Freedom Heating and Air. Give them a call, 503-580-1456. They're looking for people to help them. 503-580-1456. If you want to call here, by the way, and answer the question, are you doing anything, I will keep your name off the air. If you want to call anonymously, that's fine. Tell me. I'm just curious to know, are you doing anything other than getting the shot to prevent yourself from getting the COVID? But somebody's name that we all know that I'm always willing to talk to is my friend Art. Art, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. have several family relations who have had the shot and gotten the COVID anyway. Have had lots of cases in the family of COVID. And no deaths, no hospitalizations, knock on wood. And since this whole thing started, I obviously upped my dosages of vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, and as a matter of fact, I've been taking a product called Airborne almost every day, which is highly concentrated in vitamin C and stuff, which is proven to, you know, make your body more, you know, protected against these kind of things. And so my grandson's father just got over it. He does take you know, vitamins and vitamin C and things to boost your immune system. Now, he got sick, but he got over it, was not hospitalized, et cetera, et cetera. The thing that is interesting, and I've been following this thing, Israel has a high number of people who have been vaccinated, but they have gotten the COVID. In fact, they have a real outbreak right now, and many countries are not allowing people from Israel to go to their countries. So, you know, Jeff, number one, I am not going to be a guinea pig for this vaccine, period. Throughout my life, I've been exposed to trials. Do you have this? Do you have that? We want to try. We want you to be a part of a trial, etc. And, you know, that's up to the individual. But for any of us to be forced to be a guinea pig for this drug that is known, and they're saying now that these drugs are what's causing all these variants. Well, you know, I'm not going to be a part of that, and I'm just not going to be a guinea pig. And up until now, you know, they've run trials and stuff like that, but it's all been voluntary, non-mandatory. So what has happened to the old laws where, you know, these experimental drugs were up to you to use if you wanted to, but you couldn't be forced?
It ought to be our choice. Thank you, Art. I appreciate you sharing that with us all. An interesting product. Haven't heard about that before. 6:30, folks. Back in a moment. Don't go away.
Have a great day, Jeff.
You too. Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. We are back, friends. Good to have you with us. 24 minutes till the top of the hour. Here's the question we're asking to you. If you are not taking the shot, fully vaccinated, are you doing anything else? You just heard Art describe kind of what he's doing. I told you what I'm doing. You know, I'm just taking zinc and vitamin D3. I'm not doing anything else right now. Are you using any of these other drugs, if you will, ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak? Or maybe you're like my friend Anne-Marie and you made your own quinine from the recipe at home, which she has been taking just recently. Apparently no side effects. Are you doing anything, or are you just willing to get the shot? Now, if you are someone who would like to call in, you don't want your name used, that's cool. Do that. We won't use your name. Now, before I go back to the phones, again, 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. You can shoot me an email to jeff at 1220.am or jeff at KSLM.news, and I'll do my best to get to it and read it on the air. RoofMax is this new product from Pfeiffer Roofing here in Salem. You can only get it from Pfeiffer Roofing. This product is soybean-based, so it's natural. They spray it on your asphalt shingle roof. And so if your asphalt shingle roof is, you know, it's getting towards the end of its life. Maybe it's leaking. Maybe it's not. This will extend the life of that roof. It's what this product does at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. See if you're a candidate to benefit from this product, Roof Max. That's the name of it. Call Pfeiffer Roofing, 503-647-4725. 503-647-4725. They'll come out and give you a free estimate. You can see a great video of it, by the way, if you go to their website, PfeifferRoofing.com. I'll spell Pfeiffer, P-F-E-I-F-E-R. P-F-E-I-F-E-R. PfeifferRoofing.com. I've been in business here since 1978. Second-generation family-owned company, Pfeiffer Roofing. See if RoofMax might benefit you. Corby writes, parasite. They're now finding that each brand of shots have parasites that are harmful to humans in them. There are several reports of people getting pneumonia, and there's a parasitic pneumonia. I know of several people getting pneumonia. Ivermectin is an anti-parasite. Maybe that's why it works. Folks, as I reported to you last week in my research on ivermectin, and I'm going to the phones here in just a second. In my research, the U.S. government has been administering ivermectin as an anti-parasitic to people arriving from certain countries now for many years to kill parasites. Did you know that? That's good. Let's go to Phil, if you could. Let's go to the caller number four before I get to Glenn and to Gail. I want to take that call first, and then we'll get to Glenn and then Gail. Caller, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Yes, this is Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Good morning. I'm taking several things. One thing I have been taking for over a year is the Relief Factor product, which contains omega-3, resveratrol, icarin, and curcumin, all of which are anti-inflammatory ingredients in that product. I'm also a keto fan of that diet. I take vitamins B3, B, B, and an overall multivitamin for the zinc factor. I wear a face shield at work, so I'm not contaminating myself with a mask. And I try to get as much fresh air as possible. And I have also discovered recently through my annual physical that back in January, February of 2020, I wasn't feeling good for about a week. Nothing serious, nothing that I stayed home for. But I did find out that I did have the antibody factor in my blood work.
So apparently you picked up the COVID antibody.
Yeah, I did find out that through, and I do work at a school district, 30% of our staff has signed on to not get it and be willing to be fired or lose their jobs. So that is a factor. Also had... foreign exchange students in our building in that November, December. Some of them were from China. Some of them were from Germany. So that might be a factor. Several of our staff, we were all sick during the same 2 or 3 week period of time with similar symptoms. Some had more serious symptoms that they actually stayed home from work. Some of it was loss of appetite. Some of it was loss of smell and taste. So back in January, February, before things became known to the public, I believe we were exposed.
Very good. Terry, thank you for sharing that with us. I appreciate
welcome.
That. Thanks for listening, and thanks
no
for calling
problem.
In.
Thanks for what you do.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, friends. There's now that's an interesting statistic. About 30% of the school district employees that Terry works with are saying no to the shot. Okay. At some point, folks, here's what I'm hearing, and then I'm going to go to Glenn in a moment. I just heard this over the weekend from someone I think is credible, that the word that they're getting from within, quote-unquote, the state – And I think some of this is prompted by these 9 Oregon state troopers filing the lawsuit along with the Klamath County firefighters and the firefighters union down there, by the way, in saying, no, we're not going to get a shot. It violates our U.S. and Oregon constitutional rights. I think, Kate, here's what we're hearing, is going to wait until just before the October 18th deadline, thinking that this quote-unquote COVID spike of the unvaccinated is going to trail off. It's going to fade. And she's going to use that as an excuse to rescind the mandate, by quote-unquote making all of this unnecessary. I'm telling you, folks, that's what I'm hearing. Politically, I don't think she has a choice. She has a revolt going on, and it's going to hurt the Democrats badly. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. Are you doing anything?
Yeah, yes, I've ever since Michael Savage talked about the zinc and the quinine. You must take this quinine water of the tonic mix. The tonic mix opens up the cell, and the zinc goes after the bad boys. I've been taking that, getting plenty of sun and vitamin D. I think I've probably met that virus somewhere and felt bad different points, but I'm not going to go looking for trouble trying to find get a test or anything. I just haven't had any big symptoms at all. But something else, Jeff, is the governor, by doing what she's doing, mandating this, is she going to create a problem for herself in that a lot of people that are private people, private companies, and people of faith, are they going to leave the state? And is she going to continue with a supermajority as people who like the federal and the state and government class come into the state so that she can keep her supermajority? In other words, is she using this to say, you want to leave, leave? And all you people that like strong government and the government class, you all come to Oregon. Is she going to use this to actually perhaps create an opportunity for those of us to say, we have a right to a class action because she's discriminating according to government class versus the private class? That you have to be a Democrat or a Democrat to be in this state. And that confiscates all the money for government jobs. And your jobs will go away. That's discrimination. You'll have no money. Because all of the jobs here will be government jobs or people who have government contracts that take the poke. To me, that's a class action lawsuit.
You know, there you go. I mean, I think that that's a legal theory that could be explored. Maybe it's already being explored. I don't know, Glenn, but it's an interesting legal theory that builds on other prior case law of discrimination and classes of people. And at least we have a U.S. Supreme Court. And I think, again, part of the Trump legacy, Glenn, is lots of federal judges who are constitutional conservatives and who might be willing to accept such an argument and actually take it to trial. I think that's going to be interesting. Glenn, thank you. I need to move on to Gail. Gail, good morning. Are you doing anything?
Yes. I'm taking vitamin C. Occasionally, I'll take zinc. I take vitamin D every day. I wanted to address Art Airborne. I used to take Airborne, but I have started doing things more and more and more naturally, letting God take care of things. And the list of the ingredients on Airborne, however, starts out very nice. You get into dextrose, which is a corn syrup, and there's so much genetically modified corn now that I'm weary of that. Also, there's sucralose in it, and that is basically your, what sweetener is that? I'll think of it here pretty soon. Oh, Splenda.
Okay. That's information that I did not know about Airborne. Thank you, Gail.
I have other information if you want it.
I always want your information. Send it to me. Back in a moment, folks, at 6:48. More going on about ivermectin and the lie being told about it.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, my friends. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. By the way, there is a hostage situation going on, if you're not aware of it, in Afghanistan. Breitbart and a lot of other news outlets are reporting that there are a number of aircraft filled with people ready to leave Afghanistan, American citizens and others. And they're being held hostage. They're sitting on the ramps, and there's, in fact, there is a satellite picture of these aircraft. Great. Just what we need, as predicted. Trump predicted that, did he not? Yeah, he did. It's exactly what he said would happen, and it's happening. By the way, kudos to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. They're going to build a mortgage-free home for the pregnant wife of one of those U.S. Marines killed in the Kabul attack. It's another great organization you could give a few dollars to. Yesterday, by the way, there was a impromptu event at the state capitol that I spoke at, and it was the I guess people expressing their anger at how Afghanistan has happened, and having been to Afghanistan and participated in combat ops there, and as I said yesterday, I came home angry. And I'm very angered by what's happened in Afghanistan. But I'm dealing with that through my faith. And I urged others to deal with it through faith. Because that's the only thing that'll take it away from you. Because it doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense. I mean, it does if you believe in the Marxist philosophy that America is bad. And that we aren't the shining city on the hill. In fact, there was a guy who, riding his bicycle, and he came by in front of me as I was talking. He said, "We've killed a million people over that." Talk about a lie. That would be 50,000 people a year that America would have killed of the civilians over 20 years. Not even close. Not even a fraction of that. And in fact, our policy was so bad for not engaging in fear of hitting the civilian population, we lost a lot of American lives and a lot of people got wounded, our soldiers, because we couldn't engage. But, you know, people can believe what they want to believe. It just is what it is, including this doctor in Oklahoma who spread this lie about ivermectin. And I'm going to get to that in a moment here. The folks, I keep telling you, you've heard me say this for a long time, because one of our long-running sponsors of both this radio station and this show is Righteous Renovations, Eric Azer. He is a man of faith, and he does live it in his business. And it's evident if you read the comments from very satisfied customers on his website. RighteousRenovations.com. RighteousRenovations, all one word, .com. You know, he and his team go through a lot of special pains to make sure that if they're doing a kitchen or a bathroom remodel in your home, they're not truly disrupting your life. But even more importantly, they're doing it the way they want you to do it, or that you want it done, rather. So go check them out, RighteousRenovations.com. RighteousRenovations.com. So what's going on out there is the Gateway Pundit has this story about ivermectin, people using it incorrectly, were flooding the hospital rooms in Oklahoma. The story here is about Oklahoma Dr. Jason McElia spreads a rumor that people taking ivermectin are flooding local hospitals. Turns out it was a complete lie, but the fake news ran with it anyway. And they did. They were saying that a gunshot victim couldn't get treated in an Oklahoma emergency room because the ERs were backed up with people taking ivermectin and that they were overdosing on ivermectin. Well, it turns out it was a complete lie. And in fact, one of the hospitals mentioned by this doctor put out a news release, the Northeastern Health System, Sequoia, it's called, that this doctor is not an employee of theirs, even though he's been affiliated with a medical staffing group that provides cover for our coverage for their emergency room. He hasn't worked at this location that he mentioned for 2 months. And then they say that NHS Sequoia has not treated any patients due to complications related to taking ivermectin. This includes not treating any patients for ivermectin overdose. So some of the media that had retweeted this after that release did the right thing. They took down their tweets. One of the guys that did that was a guy by the name of Justin Paragana. But others have not. The Hill, The Guardian, the BBC, and others. They all published claims, stories based on this. They have not reversed. So what you're going to hear, and if you hear this from anybody in your influence, your world of influence, and they say, hey, people are just, they're flooding you, the ERs, and people who need treatment aren't getting treated because the people are overdosing ivermectin. It's an absolute lie, and it came from this one story and this one doctor. Isn't that a shame? It truly is. Let's go quickly back to Art. Art, you get to end the show today. What's on your mind?
So, Jeff, I had to jump on here about the airborne thing. I was first introduced to airborne by the late, great Rush Limbaugh, who used airborne whenever he started to get the symptoms of a cold. He started taking it. And it alleviated and lessened the length of colds. Hey, and anything that was good enough for Rush Limbaugh is good enough for me. And I've been taking
all
it.
Right.
I've been taking
fair,
it for
fair
years
enough, friend. I'm going to let you go on
help
that.
With colds and stuff. God bless you, and
God bless you too,
Gail. But
that's just so
that's
good.
My statement. Bye bye.
All right. Folks, Rebecca Donaldson, as you know, won the best of the Willamette Valley. She's got a great website. She is one of the better real estate brokers in the entire Salem area. Check out her website, rebeccasgothouses.com. Get in touch with her there. Call her. rebeccasgothouses.com. Thanks for joining us today, folks. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully someday we're going to get off COVID and all this other stuff, but as long as they're taking hours...